This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Right? I mean, pay attention. How about we start there? You want to pay? Come on. Give me a little bit more of that. Yeah, you go. Pay attention. That really is the best way to pull this off. If you're paying attention, if you're doing the right thing, right? And you got the right information, you'll do fine. Otherwise, God, you're just asking for trouble for all of us. Not just for women, but all of us. Sorry. Anyhow, Brad Dinkins will join us in a few minutes. Always appreciate his time with me. And I mean that sincerely because Brad just, you know, he is my legal eagle. You know what I'm saying? He's got the information. He knows it. He knows it well. He knows the law really well. And he can tell you how he can help you out. And for those of you who hear him on a regular basis, and you like him, you like what you hear, he is available to speak to groups all around the country. He does it on a regular basis. I was trying to look for a happy story. Yeah, that worked out well. Anyway, you've got the new Star Wars director says it's about time. Oh, yeah, the way to ruin another thing, and I'll explain in a minute. But it's about time a woman shapes the franchise. Really. I didn't know that we were looking to see whether it was going to be masculine or feminine. Right? You've seen what they've done with Ghostbusters and Marvel Comics and superheroes. And so you can't find your own, right? Award-winning director, journalist Charmin Obadi-Chinoy spoke during a CNN interview about how the time has come for a woman to shape the story of Star Wars. CNN host Christy Lou Stout, she interviewed the Pakistan-born Canadian filmmaker Obed Chinoy about her upcoming project, including the Star Wars project. Now, Stout touted Obed Chinoy as the first woman and the first person of color to direct a Star Wars film. Why does that matter? Why is everything now is down to if you're a woman or not a woman, if you're kind of a woman, if you just say you're a woman, if you just say you're a woman and you're a woman of color, but you're not really a woman of color, you see what I mean? You see how crazy this is going? Is she a great director? Bang. Good. That's all. That's it. Great. Glad to hear it. Don't care that she's a woman of color. Don't care that she's a woman. Care she's a great director. That's it. You know? Anyway, first woman and first woman of color. I'm very thrilled about the project because I think what we are about to create is something very special. We're in 2024 now, and I think it's about time that we had a woman come forward to shape the story of the galaxy. Why? Why does it matter? The storyline is the storyline. It's not a feminine or masculine storyline. It's a storyline. Right? Stout then recalled her choice recent Instagram post where she talked about the announcement and her excitement about being at the helm of the Star Wars project. She said, it's been quite a day in London. The news is out. I'm so excited to be directing the next Star Wars movie, bringing back Daisy Ridley, whatever, to the galaxy. The director went on to say that she posted images from Star Wars events. I've always been attracted to the heroes, their journey, and the world definitely needs more heroes. So she went on to talk about, again, about bringing more women into the fold, she doesn't actually say feminists or making it more feminine, but definitely giving it more of a woman's viewpoint. Why? Again, I say, male or female, the animals are almost always men. They're the ones that want war. They're the ones that want to fight for things. Right? I mean, seriously. I just, again, not putting women down. But not everything is about sexual orientation. Not everything is about male or female. Not everything is about black and white or black and brown or black and brown or white and red, green. Some things are just right and wrong. Some things are just are. Right? Lucasfilm, which oversees the Star Wars franchise, headed up by Kathleen Kennedy, they've had a recent box office disappointment, the new Indiana Jones sequel. It's one of the recent sequels of old franchises. But they emasculated the characters. They think they're going to change your mind by doing what they perceive to be right. Look, it is a, you know, that was Indiana Jones was always that rough, real man kind of persona. There's no room for a soft touch in it. It's not what it's about. It's like war. It's like the military. What is the crud they're doing to our military men with the DEI, the gender studies classes, all of that? That doesn't make a stronger soldier. In any way, shape, manner, or form, this is why they can't meet their goals. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Brad Dinkins joins me in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it benefit right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-ROAD-SHOW. 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Again, on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. Being part of the solution. And, you know, you can get a lot of information if you hop up on the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com. You know, smarter people than I are in there. So I'm just telling you, right? And again, get informed first. Right? Seriously, it's just amazing. All right, let me bring them on because I always tell you the same thing. And just because I have a microphone doesn't mean I have a clue. And I mean that sincerely. Right? I mean, I try. I try to get informed before I open my mouth. But you got to bring on the experts. You really need to have experts telling you what's going on. That's why I have Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, on with me every week always appreciate his time with me, and I really do. I mean, again, he's one of the guys that you don't have to worry about. I check everybody out, but when he gives you information, you can pretty much take it to the bank. And Brad, except when he gets too optimistic for me, I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. Brad, thanks for being with me. You are the eternal optimist, after all, you know?
Well, I try.
Oh,
harder,
God.
And harder, but yes, I always have at least an eternal optimism. Shorter term can be a little more problematic. But.
Well, I love kind of joking with you and Rick Green too. From Patriot Academy, because, you know, the Constitution is this and the Constitution is that. And I listened to a one-hour talk by Scalise, and he was talking about the Constitution and how important it was and what have you. But pretty much at the end of the talk, he said, however, it's nothing but toilet paper if we don't adhere to it. And I was like, yeah, he's right. He's exactly right. This was about 15 years ago he gave that talk. So I don't know if he saw something coming or what.
Yeah, maybe he did, but it is very true. The Constitution is only as powerful and effective as the extent to which it is respected by the courts and the people and our legislators. So there's a lot of truth in that. Fortunately, we're blessed with the best Supreme Court ever in my lifetime that does respect the Constitution, and there comes the optimism.
Yes, I was just going to say that. You know, I mean, I'm concerned about the upcoming mindset. You know, Jack Smith is pushing them to say that he doesn't have the immunity he thinks he has. Now, I don't really understand truly what that's all about. Maybe you do. I don't. But I mean, that speech that he gave that day, which is what it all hinges around. He was still president. He was giving people a speech to go out and you know, constitutionally exercise your freedoms. I don't see what the problem is.
Yeah, he specifically told people to, you know, be law-abiding. That is not a code word for invade the Capitol and, you know, create mayhem. No, so...
That dog you whistle?
Look at the evidence.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. You look at the evidence objectively. There's just nothing there to prove that the president conspired to take over the government. He was already, like you say, he was already president, but even conspired to somehow take over the Senate or to, you know, force a different election results. The purpose of that demonstration was loud and clear. We, the American people, saw there was massive fraud. We were angry. It was evident, very self-evident. It was massive. It was orchestrated. And so his goal and the goal of the American people was to speak up and tell the Senate, don't just immediately willy-nilly accept these electors. No, you have 10 days to investigate, to look into it, to see whether these electors in some of these states are valid because of the fraud. That was constitutional, and what the people were seeking was constitutional. Unfortunately, the Senate reacted unprofessionally, and upon hearing of these rebel-rousers, the majority of which were not, but a few rebel-rousers, they said, okay, we're going to go ahead and approve it. And McCarthy was a part of that, that whole resoluteness. Yep. Of, you know. So I think that at the end of the day, the real guilty parties were some of those in the Senate who did not stand their ground to do what they should have done. Instead, reacted at the expense of the trust of the people to the electoral process.
Yeah, again, this is the stuff you look at. You watch what's going down out there. You know, I don't know if you know it, but Ray Epps, the DOJ is suggesting that Ray Epps, of all people, get 6 months in prison for his involvement January 6th. We have people that were there waving banners that are looking at 15, 18, 20 years in prison, and he was the one telling them to go in. So I don't know, you know, I don't know how you work this from a legal standpoint. But, you know, couldn't you not look at a judge and say, you know, here's the DOJ asking for 22 years for this person who actually did nothing but wave a sign, and then you've got this one over here who was actually telling people how to get in, that they needed to go in, and he got 6 months, or he's going to get 6 months. Is that not an arguing point?
Yeah, it is extremely peculiar. I've never seen this in my 30 years of practicing law. I've never seen this kind of gross disparity of punishment like this coming out of the same basic event, if you will. It is very perplexing, and I'll leave it at that. It's just very perplexing.
Okay. I'll let you get away with that one, you know? All right. Yeah. Well, listen, here in California, you know, we're very concerned with the fentanyl coming in and the illegal drugs and homelessness and all of that. So the legislature decided to hunker down and finally come up with a new animal welfare law that went into effect January 1st. It mandates space requirements for pigs, cows, and chickens, and especially goes after the farmers trying to, you know, grow the cows and the pigs. And so it prohibits sales in California of pork, veal, and eggs from livestock whose confinement doesn't meet certain minimum space requirements. Oh, very important, don't you think, Brad? I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's they're focused on the animals and not on we the people being flooded with all kinds of issues, including massive millions of illegal aliens who have who knows what background with what purpose. We know, like you said, the fentanyl coming in. It's already taken over 100,000 of our young people.
Yeah.
In our country, in a very short period of time, it's you know, worse than Vietnam War, and, you know, compressed. So, this kind of obsession with animals like this, and mind you, a lot of these animals, Joe, they're going to be killed. Like pigs.
Well, we want their last days to be happy. Look, we got to go for a commercial break. Be back in a few minutes, people. Look how far Brad Dinkins will still be with us when we return.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden delivering a New Year's message to the nation.
Well, my hope is that everybody has a healthy, happy, and safe New Year.
In a pre-recorded interview on ABC's Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest, the president expressed optimism, stating that he wishes for everyone to recognize that the U.S. is in a better position than any country in the world to lead the world. The conflict between Israel and Hamas persisting in the Gaza Strip. An Israeli forces spokesperson has indicated that the military offensive in Gaza might extend through 2024 as their forces prepare for an extended period of combat. Southern California experienced a 4.1 magnitude earthquake just before 8:30 Monday morning. The U.S. Geological Survey stated that the epicenter was off the coast of Rancho Palos Verdes in Los Angeles County. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us and getting informed, to getting ready to get engaged. Let me bring him back on. Brad Dinkins joins me as he does every week. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, a great organization. Brad, before we get, you know, rolling down the road here, why don't you tell people what PJI is, what they do, and how they can help you?
Oh, you bet. We at Pacific Justice Institute, we're a nonprofit legal organization, so we represent people completely without charge, all the way up to the Supreme Court if necessary, and we defend religious freedom, parental rights, the sanctity of human life. We have 36 offices in 29 states, coast to coast. So we're actively engaged in these areas and these issues. We don't just cherry pick a few high profile cases. We try to work hard to make sure that everyone gets help, that no one's left on the side of the road. And I encourage people, if they want to keep us up with our cases or they'd like to support us on a monthly basis of any amount. We have a fantastic monthly matching gift campaign. And it's real exciting. It's going to be up to $100,000 matched, and it's going to match it the contribution every month for 2024. Not just wow. 1 month. It's going to be matched 12 months. It's a great opportunity for people to join PJI and our team. It's all tax deductible. Just go to pji.org, P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute.org, and click the monthly support. If you want to make a one-time support as well, that, of course, is very much appreciated.
Well, you know, I tell you guys, I know people that have used PJI. I know, you know, again, you have to reach out. You have to pay attention. You have to have the right information to win. You can't win if you think you know because you got a tweet that told you No, no, get real information from real attorneys who've done this, who care about it. And as I was telling you guys earlier, before Brad got on, it's not free to take these cases to court. Now, they offer services for free. It's not because they're printing money in the back rooms. It's because people are making donations to help them out. That's what you need to do. You need to make donations. You need to head over to the website, pji.org, and help out. And then things get done. I don't know why we conservatives at times are so finicky about giving money to stuff like this. Anyway, see, I made the pitch. You didn't have to. It's okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know. All right. So you know about the new California gun laws that went into effect as of January 1st. And there was a judge that put a hold on that law originally to say, hey, wait a minute, this is egregious. This is kind of, you know, you no longer have a right to carry. So if you get a CCW in the state of California, a license to carry a gun, then with this new law in place, you pretty much have to leave it at home because you can't take it to church. You can't take it on a public place. You can't take it to a public park. If you go into a restaurant, there has to be a sign in the window that says, you know, guns welcome here or whatever. Otherwise, you can't carry it in there. So for all intents and purposes, you can't carry it anywhere. What is the chance of this have standing? Now, you and I talked during the break. I said, there was one group of three. Maybe you can explain this better than I can, why it's going to another group of three of the same Ninth Circuit. I don't get all this.
Yeah. So you have these three judges on the Ninth Circuit, on the appellate court of the Ninth Circuit, and they granted a temporary stay, meaning on not a stay on its enforcement, a stay on the lower court's judge's decision to prevent it from going into effect. So it's sort of a double negative. So I'm going to make it simple. So these three judges said, at least for now, this law can go into effect. Okay? We're going to ignore the lower court decision by the one judge, and we're going to let this go into effect, limit people's rights to bear arms. However, they said, this is temporary. We're going to shift this over to another three-judge appellate panel who will then hear it for the issue of a longer injunction, a longer stay, if you will. And so that's the next phase. But at the end of the day, this, I think, and I predict, will go to the Supreme Court. And here's the reason. The Supreme Court already ruled once against New York when they just basically banned the ability for people to have guns just about anywhere outside their home. And the Supreme Court says you can't do that. So then this New York came back and they said, okay, we'll let people bear arms outside their home, but not here, not this place, not this place. And so now it's an issue of, okay, where is there a compelling state government interest to prevent people from bearing arms at? Okay, an elementary school. I get that. Parents can't come in with guns in elementary schools. That's where that is. But especially at public schools. But this goes so far, is so broad, in that it affects what churches do. Now, churches can allow people to have concealed weapons. We at Pacific Justice Institute, we have a whole, you know, training discussion on this, on what they need to do this and to do it right, because there is so much death and terrorism against churches in America. People would be shocked if they could look at and see the total numbers of different terrorist activities and actions and how they've really escalated in this country. So churches should, we don't know so that they may, but we say they should allow for guns, but there are different parameters for that for churches. And one of those, this law requires, is for them to post a sign stating that this church allows, you know, guns to be on premises, but the church needs to articulate exactly what those rules are. They don't have to allow just anyone. It's not all or nothing. And so we at Pacific Justice Institute will be sending out information, maybe even having a Zoom call soon, to help churches specifically on how to address this while this is all pending in the federal courts. And I believe eventually, I think the Supreme Court will take it up. And I do believe that they will strike it down, if not in full, at least partially, as it applies to churches.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think that again, it's their way. And, you know, Newsom came out with this speech on how, you know, he can't believe this other judge put it down, that the bottom line was we're trying to make the streets safer for Californians. I'm thinking, well, then why don't you actually arrest and jail the illegals and others that actually have guns, that have used guns out in public, and have used those guns to rob and brandish in front of other people, instead of going after a guy with a CCW that's just protecting his family at home? They're ridiculous, right. You know?
Yeah, it is ridiculous. California has become the criminal's best friend, especially when you talk about places like in the San Francisco Bay Area, Los Angeles, with Gaston. I mean, this is the friendly state for crime and criminals, and you know, people need to realize that and take additional precautionary measures if they choose to continue to live here.
Yeah, it's one of those places where even staunch people that I know that were willing to stand strong and you know, take a stand on staying here and trying to straighten things out are now going, look, if these laws keep popping up, then why should I stay? I've got no way to protect myself. I have no way to protect my kids in school. It's going to take a while to clean this stuff up. Why bother? Right? And I don't know.
Yeah.
Now, you've seen the onslaught of all these AGs, or Secretary of States, I should say, pulling Trump off of the primary ballots. And, for instance, you know, the latest one was Maine, right? So Trump filed an appeal today. Is there a way to get an emergency appeal to the Supreme Court? And can the Supreme Court issue a blanket type of ruling that says, okay, you guys knock this off. You cannot. He hasn't been charged with anything. He hasn't been convicted of anything. You cannot keep him off the primary.
Yes. In fact, we at Pacific Justice Institute, we actually got an emergency injunction from the United States Supreme Court in just 3 days after it was denied by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. it does happen. That was a, you know, Hail Mary pass, not across stadium, but across town to another stadium. I mean, it was a shocking miracle. And so emergency writs, they are issued by the Supreme Court, but that is that's not a guarantee by any means. It's much, much more difficult than just going the traditional route. The problem is the traditional route.
Takes time.
It takes time.
All right, hold on. We got to go for commercial break. When we come back, I do want to ask you about the time frame. We'll be back in a minute. People, don't go far.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. That helps when you hit the right buttons, huh? Joe Messina here. We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Let me welcome him back in again. Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, joins me, and I very much appreciate his time with me. You know, Brad, our founding fathers, one in particular, and his name escapes me right now, was very concerned that every decision was going to be made through the Supreme Court. Or the courts were going to have to make every decision pretty much about these laws. And we're there, aren't we?
Yeah.
It's sad. Seriously.
Yeah, it is sad that we have so much corruption and breach of trust in the legislative branches and also in the state courts, that we're having to rely so much on the U.S. Supreme Court just to keep the ship from sinking or the people from, you know, causing chaos because we see our Constitution and the principles of government and the voice of the people, et cetera, being directly undermined right in front of us. Like, for example, like the state of Maine. The Secretary of State, she was never elected. She's a Democrat puppet. And she comes out, you know, young Secretary of State comes out and says, yeah, I'm not going to let Trump be on the ballot. You know, that's just absurd. I mean, you know, just a decade or two decades ago, if anyone ever did that, both sides of the aisle would be laughing at him and saying they need to resign. They say, of course the people are going to be on that. You can't keep them off the ballot. This is America. This is the land of the free. We the people have the right to vote and to vote for who we wish. But yet, that is what we see happening. And if they get away with it, which I do not believe they will, this would put this nation in a much more unstable, to say it lightly,
situation. Well, I'll say it for you. I think you will bring on a civil war, a physical civil war, if that's the road they decide to go down. At least that's what I believe. You know,
I believe it would be horrific. It'd be terrible. I would not encourage it.
No, I'm not encouraging it. Yeah,
but it's good for us to look down the road and to see what's happening, and the major head-on collision and the casualties would be horrific if this was carried out the way the Democrats specifically are trying to facilitate it. You know, I don't know if they're cognitive about the consequences and just wanting to just totally tear down America and split America and destroy it. I don't know if that's their goal or if it's just short-sightedness. But to take a candidate who is number one in the polls in both the general election as well as in the primaries by over 50 points in the primaries, to take them off the ballot for something that is not justified by law or by the Constitution is insane, and yet that is what the large part of the Democrat establishment is attempting to do. And I hope the voters on both sides of the aisle, I hope Republicans and Democrats, see it for what it is and make them pay the consequences of it in the next election.
Well, like I said, you're being that optimist guy. I hope you're right. I hope you're right. I hope they see it. I hope they understand what's going on, because again, if they don't, we're going to end up with a pretty big fight. You're already looking at states. You know, it's really funny. Some states won't be using the electronic machines that they used last time, and I can't remember the name of the company, but whatever. What's that?
Was it Diamond or something like
something
that?
Something like that. See, but they're not going to be using those again. And there is, I just found out through another article that there's an upgrade to those machines, but some of the Secretary of State don't want to do the upgrade. And it's not because they're worried that they're going to be able to break in the machine. They say, we have no time to upgrade them and test them. And I'm thinking, yeah, you do. I'm in the technology world. I was in the technology world. Yes, you have time to check them. You do have time to upload. Do them on one or two and see if there's any glitches. You know, that kind of stuff.
And the reason they are being upgraded is for one of two purposes. Either A, they acknowledge that they were susceptible for manipulation and fraud, which I think is what it is, or B, conspiracy-minded people are thinking, aha, this is their attempt to make it even easier for conspiracy and fraud without being detected. I think what we need to do is to have, at the very least, we need to have a physical voting, physical ballots that are validated and that can be verified by the voter, and you know, that we need to have that and or a dual checker system so that we have a physical ballot corresponding with the electric ballot, if you will. But you know, they worked before just fine. Now we didn't have the massive fraud that we see reported and validated today, just
big time.
You know, a decade ago or two decades ago. So, you know, it's not,
but I got to tell you, I would scream, being in technology for so long, when we first started really going into these, I said, no, stop. This is too easy. A 17-year-old can jack these things up. Not that hard, really. So we'll see what happens. We'll see how far they let it go. Hey, let's switch gears, because you were in Texas a while back, and you have a lot of connections in Texas. It's really interesting how the federal government is responsible for upholding the law when it comes to immigration. They're not doing it, obviously, there in Texas. I think we had almost 1 million come across in the last 3 months. 1 million that they know about, let's put it that way.
Oh.
And every time Abbott puts up razor wire or the floaters, and now he's got that new law where they'll be able to deport people or jail them for being here illegally, the federal government comes against them, you know, big time. And some of the federal judges are not really ruling in favor of Texas, which I don't really understand because, again, I go back to if the federal government doesn't do their job, I mean, the state has a right to protect itself, does it not?
Well, it does. And I believe that that law should be upheld as constitutional because partly it allows them to arrest people who are trespassing on other people's property. And the ranchers there, the people there are saying, with a few exceptions, are saying, yeah, you know, we don't want them in trespassing on our property. They're destroying our property, et cetera, et cetera. And we, as property owners, we have the ability to say people cannot just get on our property. It's called property ownership. It's property rights. So if someone does that, it's called trespassing. That is a crime. And Texas can enforce against trespassing crimes against individuals. And if they are here illegally, then under Texas law, they can act appropriately, which includes deporting them immediately. I think it should have been passed a long time ago, and I do believe at the end of the day it will be upheld by the Supreme Court, at least in part, I think it will.
Well, I hope you're right, man. The thing that bothers me, again, back to what I said earlier, which is everything's happening with the Supreme Court to be, you know, these people know what they're doing. They know what the law says. And not being an attorney, not even playing one on the radio, just the mere fact that he hasn't been charged with and or convicted of, and yet that's what they're using as a reason to keep Trump off of these ballots. It's beyond me. It, not surprising. It's just beyond me, though. So, I was telling you earlier, and I know I think it just hit today, a couple hours ago, but a federal judge disposed of Trump's immunity claims while ruling in favor on Brian Sicknick's estate. In the January 6th lawsuit. So I guess it was he was the guy, I think he was the one that died because he got hit with a fire extinguisher or something like that. Or that's what they told us, but he had a stroke, I think. I might be wrong. Am I correct?
Yeah, I think it was because he had a stroke.
He had a stroke, right?
Yeah, he wasn't assaulted by anyone. The only person who was assaulted was a woman that was killed. an unarmed woman was killed by a security guard who just aimed and fired. And, of course, no punitive action was taken against him. But this person unfortunately died, I think, of a stroke. It wasn't because of an injury. It was nothing. No one did something that caused the stroke. This was just a catalyst that caused a terrible medical condition to facilitate.
Well, yeah, and I find it interesting that the judge jumped in on this. They're trying to sue Trump, and again, he said, "Look, I didn't tell them to go do any violence," and he didn't.
He told them the opposite. He said, "Abide by law. Let's go to the Capitol, demonstrate in front of the Capitol, let's abide by the law. Let's be law-abiding citizens." That's what he said. That's what Trump said. So, how do they, it's really pretty darn clear if you hear what he said.
Yep.
It's like if I said, let's all go to church and someone in church decided to take out a gun and start shooting people. Would I be prosecuted for causing a riot or murder? No.
If the last name was Trump, it might be.
Yeah, anyway. I mean, no, I said, let's go to church and let's, yeah. And then some guy comes out of the pew and, hears me, goes to church and starts shooting people. No. I would not be responsible, nor should President Trump. And I really do believe, in the end of the day, we will have justice because of the Supreme Court that we have.
All right. Well, we're up against it. PJI.org, people. PJI.org. Check them out. Brad Dacus, God bless. Thanks for what you're doing. I'll be back in a minute, folks.